I don't know how I missed it. It wasn't on my calendar. But in my own defense, I never learned about it when I was studying to be a rabbi. One would think that such an important piece of Jewish culture would have warranted at least one lecture. I'm speaking about the bagel, that quintessentially Jewish food which today has become ubiquitous. When I was a kid, one bought bagels at the local bagel shop, which was located in the Jewish neighborhood. It was the place that parents would go after they dropped us off at religious school on Sunday mornings. But today, bagels are no longer just a delicacy enjoyed by the Jewish community. Today, bagels are everywhere and now come in flavors not conceived of a generation ago. You can even buy bagels in the frozen food section in a grocery store. Well, I'm not complaining, and I'm not upset. Just like I enjoy foods from different cultures, I can see why folks who didn't grow up with bagels have been drawn to the round roll with a hole in it. For historical purposes, it should be noted that bagels used to be less doughy than they are today. I was told by an owner of a bagel shop that this was a function of moving from hand kneading the dough to machine kneading. Well, I do miss the less doughy bagel, but things change, and I need to accept that. If you missed it like I did, National Bagel Day was observed on January 15th. Frankly, though, I don't know who decided this or when the bagel became a focus of celebration. And from my research, apparently no one else does as well. But what I did learn from my research was that for all the flavors available, the plain bagel is still the most popular, at least according to one article. As a point of disclosure, I like plain bagels with a little bit of butter and jelly. I've never been one who enjoys bagels with a smear of cream cheese, which, according to Grubhub, is the most popular topping on bagels. In that same article, it was reported that bacon is now the second most popular topping on bagels, after cream cheese. Ironic, isn't it, how things have changed. While I don't keep kosher, and most Jews don't, it is an interesting juxtaposition. A food once considered exclusively Jewish, the bagel, is now being paired with a food that was once considered clearly not Jewish, bacon. I hesitate to call this fusion, that bringing together of different streams of food, because a bagel with bacon on it doesn't seem all that complicated, though it does sound pretty good. But for me, bagels are a simple food, plain, and while oddly shaped, elegant in their simplicity. So I've already put it on my calendar for next year so I don't miss it, National Bagel Day. And I can't wait for Hallmark to come out with a line of cards. Perhaps one will read, "Wishing you a holy day, happy bagel day." I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and our Jewish community.org. And as always, thanks for listening.